Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Over the weekend, I was up north. We were celebrating my sister-in-law Vicky's 60th birthday. Although she probably didn't want me to say that she was 60, but whatever. So we're on the deck at the house up north that my wife's family has had for two or three decades. And there's a husband and wife, I believe, caterer. They're getting the appetizers ready and we're drinking. And there's, you know, like about 15, 20 people. All of a sudden we hear this horn, car horn, just like nonstop.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought, okay, maybe it was one of my other sister-in-laws telling us that she's arriving. You know,
right, yes,
you know,
yes, yeah. Here I am making my entrance.
Then, but it just kept going and going. So, well, maybe somebody like had a heart attack and fell on the horn or something.
Right.
Yeah, like a medical emergency.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, the lady from next door is like walking practically up the deck. Now, there was a little thing that happened right before I saw this part. And she was going ballistic because she had she was in the right in some aspect. My daughter, who's been up there for like a month, this lady's next door. No, that house has been unoccupied for like the whole summer.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they have another house someplace else. So with all the cars, somebody parked in front of their driveway.
Couldn't get in.
Or they couldn't get in or they couldn't get out. Whatever. Right. What type of human being decides just to, A, just honk a horn for like 5 minutes, and then when they come over to suggest somebody move the car, they start screaming, I'm going to take this up with the board and all that. And my sister-in-law was saying, excuse me, Mrs., I'm not going to mention your name, why don't you just knock at the door and say, hey, can somebody move the car?
Yeah, we'll move it. We'd be more than happy. Sorry, we blocked your driveway.
Yeah, that's it. End of story. But she went on and on, and then I thank God, because I had a couple in me that I wasn't one of the ones who confronted her husband, who was in the car, saying, why don't you just come to the house, this is much more effective. And it was like f-bomb this and f-bomb that they were saying. I mean, it was like, you got to be kidding me. You talk about the unruly actions of fans. How about a neighbor? Just like, you know, chill out.
All right, so we need some detail here. You mentioned that this cottage has been in your wife's family for two or three decades.
Yeah.
So you've been going up there. Yeah. How long has this person been the neighbor? Has it been, you know, a decade?
No,
they actually were
building this house for like between 3 to 5 years off and on. And they changed their mind. They didn't like certain things. So they knocked some stuff down again.
Sure.
Whatever. Kind of.
Yeah. Their prerogative, whatever.
Right. Kind of out there a little bit.
Okay.
But whatever.
Yeah.
But they're very rarely there.
But when was the construction finished? Was it a year ago, 2 years ago? How long have they been dealing with the stone party house?
It's not really a party house. About a year, probably.
Okay.
I mean, and every time that my sister-in-laws or whatever have, or even me, if I've met them walking the dogs, been very cordial or anything like that. But I've been told, like, on like board meetings, Zoom meetings and things like that, they're kind of out there. They disagree with everything. But it's like, so I wanted to just ask, what was your, have you had a, for lack of a better term, a Karen moment? Where this lady just went bonkers for no major reason. Yeah. Should the car have been there? No. But you ask like a human being.
Yes.
It was not that difficult once we found out what the problem was to find out whose car it was, get the keys, and move the car.
Uh-huh.
And she, because we had a big camper out there too. It was in a cul-de-sac that my, you know, my sister-in-law has. And they shouldn't have campers out here either.
So, yeah.
It's a free street. You know, it's, you know, you're right about the garage, the driveway.
I got that.
It's like.
Did they, when they were ripping into you guys, were you able to discern if, like, were they having some type of emergency that they had to get out right away?
No. They thought it was more effective for them to just
honk on the horn
for at least 3 to 5 minutes. I'm not exaggerating.
Wow.
Than it would have been to just, you know, knock on the door or come up. Hey, I see you guys are having a party. Somebody, you have a lot of people. Somebody parked the driveway. We can't get out. Can you please move the car?
Boom. Yeah.
How hard is that? Really?
Yes.
Why would you even want? Because when you come at somebody like that, you know that they're not.
They're going to return in kind,
yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't. It's not going to solve the problem in a way that is amicable for both sides.
No.
And now you're left with this, I hate my neighbor feeling.
Right. Exactly.
And so every interaction, you know, past this is going to be about the same.
Yeah, unless she apologizes.
Well, did
she's not going to apologize.
No.
Yeah, I don't think you should wait for that one.
No, I'm not. No. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, you know? I had a moment. This was about, I don't know, maybe 3-4 weeks ago where I had pulled into a parking lot at a grocery store. And I had just pulled into a parking spot. Now, I felt a little bit fortunate that it was, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 deep from, you know, the door, right? And so you're always kind of looking for that great parking spot. Mm-hmm. I had gotten out of my truck and had already locked it and was kind of near the back of my truck walking in, not thinking of, you know, anything other than, you know, what is on the grocery list. Mm-hmm. And I had a lady pull up and say, you shouldn't park there. And I just asked her, I said, well, ma'am, why not? And she said, well, you know, you're obviously young and healthy. You should, you know, you should park further away so that us, you know, those of us that are older can park there. I'm like, I'm sorry, ma'am. This was just an open parking spot. And
what?
And so it wasn't like I was racing to beat
right.
her. I didn't even notice her. And she wasn't even there until I had gotten out, locked the truck and was walking in. And I just said, "Well, I'm sorry, ma'am, but there's many more parking spots."
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous! It's not like it was a handicap spot you took.
No,
you know? Like
no.
That's so crazy. Who
no.
says that?
And so my wife and I, we won't even like we went to you know, and I've talked about this before. My wife is expecting; she's expecting in September. She doesn't even want to park in the, you know, expectant mother spots. Because she's like,
take
you know,
advantage.
Oh, I know. That's what I tell her.
Yeah.
I'm like, not only I said, I have you with me. I'm parking there.
Correct.
It's yes. the first spot. And she's like, no, just park a little further away. Maybe there's a mother that's, you know, more expectant than me. She's, you know, 7 months. She doesn't, you know,
right.
we don't walk far. But I'm like, you know, okay, fine, whatever. But it's amazing to me how passionate people can get about their parking mm-hmm. spot.
Oh, I know. 248-539-9797, whether it be the ticket text or the telephone.
Yeah.
Have you had your moment with somebody that's just like...
Your Karen moment.
I just cannot figure out for the life of me why something like that would drive somebody that crazy to just ask nicely, or even if you didn't want to ask, like, hey, can somebody move your car? Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't lay on the horn for 3 minutes.
Lay on the horn for 3 minutes. I was like... And then, like, oh, my Lord.
Well, obviously there was not much of a discussion here. Maybe they did knock on the door.
No.
But you guys were all back.
No.
No,
they even admitted. They said, no,
oh, they, okay, that, so you,
yeah,
you
we
didn't
thought
get
this
to that
would
point.
Be more effective.
More effective.
Yes.
Yeah. Got your attention.
It got us our attention.
Uh-huh.
But she came up through the back of the house to our deck anyway. Uh-huh. Should have nailed her ass for trespassing. How that would have gone, huh?
Yes.
How dare you come on our property?
But her husband was stayed in the car.
Her husband was in the car, yeah.
Yeah. See how that one's going to go.
Yeah. Somebody says, Stoney, it's not cool anymore to refer to someone as a Karen. My grandmother's name is Karen. When someone who doesn't have common sense, I just refer to them as a Michael Stone. Oh, that's cool. I actually like that.
Yes.
Stoney, what kind of person you ask? That is a very entitled Karen and Ken. There are a lot of summertime Karens up here. That's from Joe in Harbor Springs.
Yes.
Let's see, Stoney. People were on the edge and losing it. The election and pandemic traumatized everyone mentally, and some people finally went nuts. To hell with those people, miserable cretins, ruining the vibe of a whole celebration. Double down and party hardy. What kind of inconsiderate beanbag ever blocked someone's driveway? Why didn't you just pull into their garage while you're at it? This one's on you, Stoney, and you deserved it. No, you just listen. I said it was wrong for the car to be parked there, but the person should come up and say, could you please just move your car or whichever car that is. That's all you have to do. You don't have to come like a raging moron. Yeah. That's my point. Yes, it was wrong to park.
To block the driveway.
To assume that somebody who hadn't been there for the last 3 weeks was suddenly going to be there. That was wrong. Okay, I said that.
How they handled the situation.
Right. That's the point. Stoney shouldn't have parked there. Stoney, you weren't considerate parking there in the first place. Other people in the world besides you. Well, first of all, it wasn't me. But that said, that's not the point.
Yes.
The point is the reaction to it. We agree. We're all on the same page. You shouldn't park in somebody's, blocking their driveway.
Blocking their driveway or in their driveway.
That we agree with. Matt in Detroit, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Morning, guys.
Morning. Good morning.
I was just calling to follow up on Jansen's comment about people being crazy about their parking spots.
Yeah.
I work here in Detroit. I teach out here, and we're in summer school. This happens all year round. I work with a lady who has parked in the Employee of the Week parking spot for the last 2 years, and every single day she brings her own those big plastic milk cartons, and she makes a little wall around her car. And then when she leaves for lunch, she takes the milk cartons and puts them in her spot so nobody can park in her spot. So not only is she taking her own spot, but she's officially made herself Employee of the Week for the last 2 years.
It seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah.
I mean, are there a limited number of spots? If she doesn't do this, will she not have a parking spot, or does she just have to park further away?
She will have to park a little further away. We're in summer school now. There's like a quarter of the staff here, and she still takes that spot. Like there's 20 spots open right now. I'm walking into work as we speak. Especially takes it over, and she blocks it off every time she leaves, and nobody can get there.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Joe in White Lake says, I went to the grocery store early one morning, was looking for a particular item in the frozen foods, didn't realize there was a delivery man for a certain food company stocking the freezers. He threw his boxes down and came at me with punches because he thought I was trying to make him wait on purpose. Police was called, the whole nine yards. Truly unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow.
And here's the other thing. When the lady came and said somebody's blocking our driveway, somebody did say, oh, wait, we're going to go find the keys, find out who car moved. But during that time period, she was still going crazy as the horn was still being.
Jeez. In regards to the guy stocking the shelves, too, like I'm quite often, whether it's a Saturday or Sunday or a day off, I'm still up early. So I will go to the grocery store, some of them that are open 24 hours, at like 4:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it's the absolute best time to do your grocery shopping because there's no one else there, obviously.
Right.
And they are stocking the shelves. And normally I'm pretty patient. Sometimes you do get the individuals who are stocking the shelves that are, they're grumpy and they're mad that somebody is actually there purchasing their product because you know, they do a great job of stacking the shelves. And then you take one, and I always feel bad because I'm kind of ruining their display, but I am there to buy a product.
Yeah.
And you'll get the under the breath comments, or they'll make you wait a while they make sure everything is perfect, and then you take that one right out of the middle.
They all fall down.
Yes. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
So Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.